The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is it time for Christmas music yet? I don't know. I'm hearing it everywhere. It's like the holiday season, the December time. Everybody's thinking about what they can do, where they can go. What am I going to buy? I like the five things you can do to help the economy from crumbling. I think I'm going to talk with Liam about that a little later in the program. But do you have your to-do list? Is it a honey-do list? What's going on with you?
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year again, so got to start figuring out what we got to do for the holidays and start digging out the Christmas decorations. We got to go buy a tree, you know, trying to figure out whether we get a big tree or a small tree here in the new place.
Yeah.
Get the Christmas lights, starting to think about gifts and things that we can get for the kids, you know, what we're going to have for Christmas dinner. There's a lot of stuff on the to-do list.
That's more than I can think of. I'm just probably gonna have my little girl. Hey, draw a little picture of a tree. We'll put it up there in the corner.
Yeah,
make it simple.
It's a busy time of year, though.
Yeah,
you know, there's always all the things that you got to try and think of that you got to do for Christmas and get ready.
Yeah, well, I like the ideas of things that we can do to help the economy locally, of course, and making things yourself and. Obviously, we like the gift of health here, do we not? I mean, when we talk about giving the gifts of health, whether it be supplements that we've talking about or even natural type-oriented devices, energy, whatever, things that can really genuinely help somebody's lives for the better as opposed to plastic from China that you get and then it's done in a few days and then what? Landfill time.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, with
all of the things that we've got to try and think of to do this year, I do get a little stressed, and I think, you know, maybe there's something I'm forgetting, you know, on the list of things that I should be doing to get ready for the holidays.
Well, see, this is where the government, the role of the government needs to help us remember stuff.
Oh, the government is here to help me.
Of course. I mean, I taught people, say, you don't like the government. Well, okay, when it comes to remembering what to do in December for your holiday shopping, I think that's an appropriate role for government. I think John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison really figured out the federal government needs to be really strong to help us in the holiday buying Christmas-like Hanukkah season.
Now, I'm not sure, though, Robert, who in the government would be tasked with trying to help us figure out what to add to our holiday to-do list?
Well, let's give a listen.
Hello, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, United States Surgeon General. The holiday season is a time of giving. And there is one gift you can give to yourself and to those you love.
What could it be?
It only takes a few minutes. And you can even get it while you're shopping.
Oh.
It's your annual flu vaccination.
No. Dr. Regina Benjamin, Surgeon General. She's just made our holiday wish list just so much easier. It only takes a few minutes, Don.
And you can do it while you're shopping.
Oh, how lovely.
Convenient that is.
Lovely.
While you're out buying socks and underwear for the kids, get your flu shot.
Did we really hear that right? I mean, there's got to be something more to this.
When you think about it, your flu vaccination is the nicest holiday gift. It's a gift of health.
And gee, I thought Aunt Martha was going to sew us up some mittens.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, if you've got a strict budget due to this terrible economy that we've got, all you've got to do, go out and get your flu shot. And on Christmas morning, you get up and you say, kids, wife, Merry Christmas. I got my flu shot.
And it's a
gift.
Yeah,
there you go.
That was my gift to you. I got my M.
That's right. The Surgeon General said that this is the nicest gift I can give you is to get my flu shot.
Oh, man. It is so – you see how big government is so helpful? The Surgeon General has come in to save the day. Listen, we've got so many things to do. I don't know if we'll get to talk more about Donald Trump, but, you know, Mitt Romney decided he's not going now, you know, after Ron Paul and John Huntsman said no. That's cool. We got the YouTube up that I have linked as well in the notes so you can hear what I said about Gingrich or any other politician participating in the charade of a reality TV with Donald Trump. We've got a lot of cool stuff, as always, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, there's a gastrointestinal paper, a scientific paper that validates, not that I needed the validation, but it's cool. We're going to really cover that. I've got Liam Sheff coming back on, and we're going to talk about this really stunning information that validates everything I've been saying forever here on the radio about the seed of the immune system, also how it relates to the bogus assertion that HIV causes AIDS, which we've already dismantled as well. So that's coming up. We'll also talk about ways to restore your gut health. Again, we'll talk about the five things you can do to save your nation's economy. What else? We got two interviews from Australia coming up next hour. Remember the one-stop-health-shop?
I do very well.
So well. We're going to find out what's behind that. We're going to talk about fermented papaya enzymes and cool stuff like that. We're going to get into the electric universe, myths of science. We've got one of those top scientists in that realm, Wal Thornhill, coming on with Liam Sheff to talk about an upcoming event in Las Vegas. And who knows what else we wrap up with today, but we're gonna let loose after this. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Nearly a week after we busted loose on the HIV test, the fraud behind it, Liam Sheff, he's back, and we are going to talk about a startling new paper that confirms everything holistically minded health professionals and non-professionals alike, including the wild one Robert Scadbell has been saying for so many years, as has Liam Sheff with his macrobiotic understandings and trainings as well. The gut. It's the gut. It's all in the gut. What are we talking about here as it relates to immune deficiency and the syndrome known as AIDS, AIDS? Liam.
Right. Our friend, do you know Tony Lance? He's written articles.
Yes,
he wrote
Tony's
something called
gut
Feeling on AIDS. As we've been going down this line and looking at what the first guys who got sick were doing, we realized, you know, Peter Duisberg talked about all their party drugs, and that's a reason that people get sick. It is. But the way that these guys got sick was really reminiscent of something else. In fact, it wasn't reminiscent of it. It was indicative of it. And that thing is called antibiotic poisoning. And I remember when I first tuned in to the idea that these guys were sick and they were doing all these drugs in the beginning, cocaine and poppers and uppers and carcinogenic drugs, mutagenic drugs. The thing that actually stuck in my ear was antibiotics. And because I came from a natural health background, I said, oh, you take antibiotics, you wipe out your intestine. You wipe out your intestine, you can't digest. You can't digest, you get very weak and sick, you fall apart, you develop a porous gut, a paper-thin gut, and guys like Tony Lance really did some great work on this. You get gut dysbiosis.
Yes.
You get a tissue paper intestine in which there are giant holes being made, or giant from a...
Relatively speaking, yes, that's where we get the so-called leaky gut syndrome and the immune system compromising hyperimmunity, hyperimmune function, allergies, etc., to autoimmunity, and all of this.
So you've got this degenerating intestine, degraded intestine. What happens? Well, now, hey, isn't it great when science catches up with pseudoscience? Hmm. The scientists are saying that the 80% of the functional immune system really is the intestine. Doctors call the intestine the, you know, kind of the outside of the body.
Yes.
Which is strange because you think, I don't go on a date, I don't hold lower intestines with my date. No, you hold hands, but, you know, because it's inside of my...
It's outside of your body.
But
it's
not...
It's
right.
Interface.
It's a different part of the environment. It's inside of your actual physical corpus, but you can put something in your mouth and pass it all the way through you.
And it never goes in you, per se.
Into your
blood.
It can stay
in there. Certain things can, yes.
Right. But you're also supposed to absorb many, many nutrients. But you have this entire lining going from your mouth all the way to your anus. Or
Saturn.
Or Neptune. Or
yeah,
your rectum, as
well,
they call it.
Well, we did the electric universe, right?
we're
going to.
What?
Yeah.
Are
well,
we?
Yeah, later on in the show, next hour. Remember, we got
did.
Scheduled.
We've done electric universe
We've
stuff.
Talked about it, but we have a special guest coming up.
Actually, to talk about a conference.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will be, but
I hope so. These guys are kind of wonky scientists, and sometimes they don't know how to sell how exciting it is, but the guy is a great researcher.
Sometimes the pictures and the papers are more exciting than the people that are presenting.
Sometimes. His work is great, so I don't want to bash
We'll get
him.
To that. But
yeah,
no,
why are we bashing this
I don't know. We're not, actually. I'm excited to preview what's coming up in the show.
That was some preview.
Gut flora.
I am going to that movie.
Intestinal mucosa, antibiotics and AIDS, as it's been highlighted, spotlighted,
so
and headlined by Felix DeFries.
Felix DeFries puts an article out, and he sends it to 100 newspapers around the country, and he sends it to me. And it's called Study Group AIDS Therapy, Care of Felix DeFries. It's called Gut Flora, Intestinal Mucosa, Antibiotics, and AIDS. It begins new studies on the effects of today's antibiotics in the intestinal mucosa with a surface area the size of the length of a football field. Where more than 70% of all immune cells are to be found. What happens when you drop these antibiotic bombs?
Napalm.
Yeah, napalm, right. You're gutting yourself. So this paper, it's short. It's really a wonderful brief overview with complicated references if you want to jump into them, but it's short. What happens, what do you have in your intestine? You have the bacteria, wide variety that can adjust and adapt to changing environments and changing things that you're eating. And what do? They actually help you. They digest your food. They take it apart, and then they take the parts of it, and they sometimes transform them through chemical metabolic processes into things that are essential nutrients. So you make essential nutrients with these bacteria. You also fight pathogens. One of the interesting things that this paper points out is well known in the AIDS group is these guys had candida. They had funguses. They had very weak funguses in them that became very strong. So when you totally destroy the intestine, what are you smiling at over there?
I just think it's cute. You're on fire here. You know, you got the gut on your mind, man. It's great.
You should see this guy.
But it's a fire. Listen, it's a
follow-up. You and your probiotic chocolate today.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. I live for lecturing on the gut. You know that.
Yes.
And we've done shows on it together. This is amazing because it's coming out of the scientific realm, confirming everything we've been talking about.
You do.
It's just thrilling.
It is. So they're finding that these complex bacteria are needed to adjust to changing environments. They're needed to digest your food. What else are they needed for? They're needed to make, hey, AIDS doctor idiots out there, they're needed to make T cells. You make precursors and cells in the family line of T cells that eventually, if you destroy the beneficial bacteria, you will not be producing the helper cells. Remember, AIDS is supposed to be characterized by diminishment of certain kinds of white blood cells. Well, here we go. You drop the bombs in the GI tract. And what they're saying is fantastic in this paper, what Felix DeFries is saying. Mm-hmm. Saying, actually, when you get rid of all of the slightly toxic things in your gut, well, that sounds great, right? Let's spray it with antibiotics, like you spray a counter with bleach. What's the problem? When you get rid of all of that, some of these pathogens, actually, the toxins send signals, or they're interfaced by bacteria that send signals to immune cells in your epithelial lining, in your gut. These immune cells then tell the rest of the body, hey, we have some problems coming
on.
Yeah,
come on.
Get awake. Mm-hmm. Get awake.
By the way, when you say the epithelium, I want to reiterate the fact that you've got little villi, hair-like projections, as they're called. I mean, it's like a forest. A forest that's a terrain or an environment of its own. It's not a desert. It's a it literally is a place where these microflora subsist, thrive, survive, etc. And you come back to what you said about antibiotics like napalm. We're not kidding. Vaccinations as well. Additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, all of this stuff just kind of clear cuts the forest of the Amazon in your gut. And it makes it an inhospitable place for the healthy flora to survive and thrive, to do exactly what you're saying, Liam.
This is just such a wonderful article. You know, because I'm working with people and they write me, how do I get better from this? How do I get better from that? Now, some of these things I honestly think are like FBI or CIA because, hey, you do great work. I had sex with prostitute 8 times yesterday. I'm worried. Like, go away.
They don't send you that. They send
you
that.
I actually get those.
I haven't got those. Don't send any to me, please.
I don't answer those.
Okay, all right.
But sometimes I get, you know, these sincere things. I'm a gay man. I actually have one. We'll read a little bit of this letter from a...
By the way, you weren't claiming to be such. You were just quoting.
I was
somebody.
Reading, yeah. But if I were, I would be so proudly. No, I was reading from a letter. It's indifferent to me. In my remember my presidential bid. I really don't care what people do in the privacy of their own homes. So let's take a little quote from this paper. Reduced production of antibodies against foreign bacteria and fungi caused by bacteria and reduced... All right, so it's a little worried. Listen to this. If you bomb the gut, you reduce the production... This sounds great to your mm-hmm. ear the first time. You reduce the production of toxins. Oh, good. But wait. With which bacteria in the gut mucosa activate immune cells mm-hmm. against viruses, bacteria, and parasites.
Well, exactly. These are the so-called endotoxins, the debris, if you will, from even the metabolic waste of these microbes. But these are the signals of these other bacteria to say, hey, immune system, we got a problem. Come on down. And you wipe that completely out, the cell-mediated, the bacterial-mediated immunity. And you just say, screw it. We don't need it. We're napalming the whole thing. It's like those that say, hey, why don't you just nuke Iran?
Right.
Right? That's the whole idea. You can carpet bomb planet Earth. There'll be no more terrorists. And, of course, the terrorists are created by what we do. Oh, no, I'm going to kneel.
No, I totally agree. I agree with you in many, many, many ways. Now, look, there are always going to be crazy bad people in the world. The point is, don't go kicking a hornet's nest. That's the political lesson of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Decrease in the production, goes the paper, decrease in the production of the body's own defense substances. That's what taking these antibiotics does. Decrease in the production of the body's own defense substances against these pathogens, and in the process, a reduction in defense against infections in the intestines, the mouth, the rectum, and the sexual organs. Now, are we defining AIDS in the 80s yet? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
You carpet bomb the body, you weaken the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the gasoline-powered engines of your cells.
Centers, yep.
Good luck getting around without energy. Good luck. Best of luck to you. You know, see you on the other side, I guess. No offense, but that's what was happening to these guys. Now, take this. He's quoting this new studies on AIDS in the mainstream describe AIDS as being an increased permeability of the gut mucosa and chronic inflammation of the gut mucosa, which later spread bacteria from the gastrointestinal tract to other organs throughout the body where they act pathogenically. The bacteria that you bomb and then you ruin your epithelial lining and you make holes and these big gunky particles get through you and you don't turn on the activation signals and you have acquired immune deficiency.
And you basically give free rein to that which was contained within the alimentary canal external to your body. External to your body, that entire tube, so to speak, from the mouth to which planet was it?
Your rectum.
Your rectum? I didn't hear about that one. Uranus. Anyway, that reminded me of, we were talking about Abrams. Remember with Julie Shopik yesterday?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a great interview? Julia
was
wonderful.
So much,
she was so fun. But the Jim Abrams, I didn't realize he made, what was that, the funny movie you had mentioned?
Airplane, Naked Gun.
It was the ones that played at late night, you know, the midnight movies.
Kentucky Fried Movie?
Kentucky Fried Movie and Groove Tube.
Oh, did he make
remember
them?
That?
No.
Oh, anyway. All right. That was just reminding me
of
that.
Well, you have 40 years on me.
I do. Yeah.
Or five. Here,
right? Well, well, well.
Hey, so this this article's on reducetheburden.org.
We got it linked, by the way.
Reduce the Robert Chapman. Gut, flora, intestinal, mucosa, antibiotics, and AIDS. And if you have any friends who are have immune deficiency, who have Crohn's disease, who have chronic... Don't you understand? This is a family of illnesses now. AIDS, Crohn's... what's the other one? The chronic fatigue syndrome.
Irritable bowel, leaky gut, all of these things related to the manifestation of any number of these strange or aberrant new modern diseases, lifestyle diseases. And I include lifestyle into it because, you know, one of the critiques, I don't even know if it was a really conscious person that wrote this on the website. I didn't approve the message when we did our HIV testing fraud day. You're endorsing all kinds of aberrant behaviors. Like, listen, we talked about hygiene, hygienic practice. I mean, the fact that you do certain things that, could lead to – we acknowledge this stuff.
I'll be the token
what?
Derelict on the show. I really don't care. What?
You're the derelict? Is that what you said?
I resemble that remark.
Okay.
I'll be the token I wouldn't even we'll get quasi-liberal. Libertine. I'll be the token libertine on this show.
Okay. And by the way, libertarianism is not libertinism.
No,
those are
it's
two separate
not.
Things. So.
Just for a moment, let me say, it's really none of my business what you do in the privacy of your own home. It's really none of my business what you do. As long as you're consensual and adults. And, and you're looking each other in the eye.
But we acknowledge.
But.
No, I didn't say that.
Hello?
But we acknowledge. That if you engage in certain behaviors, you put yourself at certain risk for certain things.
Do you mean Uranus again?
Exactly. Talking planetary.
but you know what?
What?
It's not a problem if people use antimicrobial. And I'm sorry if this is very offensive
well,
to people.
Well, no, listen. We have got to acknowledge what humans are doing.
What am I supposed to say? Some people do this. You can use just like we do. You know what? Sex is a dirty thing between any women get infections from men all the time. I guess we should have to put a disclaimer in the.
We're now going to have to put a disclaimer on the show. Thank you very much, Lee. No, but if we go back to traditional STDs, the antibiotics that they would utilize in the modern sense to wipe them out, if you were continuing in behaviors that resulted in frequent STDs, you were going to have frequent antibiotics, you were going to be, it didn't matter your orientation, you were going to wipe out the gut flora, you're going to wipe out the epithelial lining, you were going to end up susceptible, and you will have what Liam said, acquired. You have acquired an immune deficiency syndrome.
Right.
You didn't catch it. You got it pharmaceutically in addition to any behaviors that led to the thing that led you to take the pharmaceutical drugs. Does that make sense?
Yes, and let me say that actually I have to put in a serious note because gay men, if I hope they're listening to the show, you know, one of the things that they've been sold for all these years are lubricants, and I'm sorry if this is upsetting, but let me tell you something. Grow up a little bit because people have sex.
But they're petrochemicals,
but
too,
but they're petrochemicals with what in it? Benzene.
Yep.
Benzene.
Carcinogen, and that also impacts... In so many ways, the function of the intestine
absorb benzene through the
is
colon.
Absorbed through the colon, right through the
you're going to there. Get lymphoma.
Yep.
Guess what? A lot of these guys get when they get older lymphoma.
Exactly.
So
there is a cause. It's not mysterious.
You have to look at. I'm not a prohibitionist, but you have to look at maintaining a balance of hygiene. And if you're in that community and you want to work on that, you can do that. And maybe you can write me a letter.
And I will say, like you said, our perspective is healing. We are not here to say, oh, no, you're not worthy of healing. That's not for us. It's not anything that we're talking. We're just saying here, this is the information we need to get out. We need to take a break. And on the break, we're going to be in so much trouble. But healing is always, well, it's not always pretty. It's
not always pretty.
We will, comedy is not always pretty either. I've heard, who said that? Comedy is not pretty.
I believe it was coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee Enema.
Oh, good Lord. We're coming right back, if we might, after this break. You are a conspiracy realist now. Great contributor. And he snorted. Dude, did you hear that? I didn't do that. That was Liam. It's all uphill from here. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, the article is fascinating, and Liam and I are discussing it like adults, I think. Or we giggling like adults. Yeah, exactly. The subject matter is sometimes, well, it's to our discretion. But again, bottom line for me is healing.
Bottom what?
No, stop with the double entendres. Come on, man. The article, fascinating and important, gut, flora, intestinal mucosa, antibiotics, and AIDS. We're really talking about the bottom line. Again, I say it because I just got to hammer that because you need to hear
hammer
it.
Hammer the bottom line.
Yes, that you need to hear that when we destroy the gut, you destroy your health. You destroy your immune system. You become susceptible to any and all diseases. As I said, it happens in sub-communities, those that do certain things that others don't do. It happens in children who are fed antibiotic, after vaccination, after vaccination. There is nobody that is immune to the destruction should you choose that allopathic, toxicological route of suppressing the manifestation of disease, these microbial infections. And in fact, one day we will look back on this time in history, the 20th to 21st centuries as they are known, and say we were unbelievably barbaric that we adopted this kill everything. Everything is a terrorist. Everything is a terrorist pathogen. Therefore, we must exert warfare against the human immune system in order to survive. And the opposite has happened. We're killing ourselves slowly, sometimes now more rapidly, as we're seeing these diseases encroach upon younger and younger age with each generation born of these diseased people.
Maybe Roberta Flack can re-record Killing Me Softly. With antibiotics.
Yes, and vaccinations.
So I get letters from people a lot of the time. Sometimes they're real. And this is a guy that I've been communicating with, very, very nice fellow. And I'll just say his name is, I'll call him RB. And he says, hey, I listened to your show, and I got all psyched again. He's been on the drugs off and on.
You say drugs like antiretrovirals?
Yeah, the horrible AIDS drugs. Now, remember, the AIDS drugs came about, and it's well done in this Felix DeFries article, well pointed out, that they were dropping antibiotic bombs like Cipro on these guys who were coming in with antibiotic poisoning. Mm-hmm. And of course, they died in the hospital.
They kept them on it and on it. This is what they call chronic antibiotic use and death by these antibiotics.
And then to fix it, what they decided to do was to invent something or use something that was so powerful. It's essentially a super antibiotic, AZT, which is just a total cell killer, and it will wipe out everything in your entire system. And so people died within weeks and months. So the death rate truly skyrocketed. It was a disaster. Then they lowered the dose of AZT and they mixed it with other drugs. We actually have not a comment, but a video posted by an AIDS care worker who's sort of defecting from the field, and she has some interesting things to say. She says, I can't say that I had a friend, and she says, I can't say my friend died of HIV. She went on the drugs. I can't say that she didn't die of the drugs, because she says people start these drugs and then they die. Mm-hmm. They go on the drugs and then they get sick and die. So here's my friend from the web. It's just an acquaintance writing me, and I know he's real, and we've had correspondence, and his story jibes with so many of the other hundreds of stories I've heard. And he's saying, every time I've quit the drugs, I've gotten a yeast infection. Whenever I stopped, I lost my appetite within a few days, and I started getting yeast mouth and losing weight. I sometimes think, this is so telling, I sometimes think that these meds have taken over as some kind of substitute immune system, and that my real one has been destroyed permanently, never to return. Then he talks about the AIDS brainwashing. But this is really it, that these meds have taken over as a substitute immune system. So what you have when cancer patients are in the hospital, you know, they're bombarded by all these drugs, then they have no immune system left. They're in the hospital for months with IV drips of antibiotics going into them, and they have all kinds of secondary infections. Then we invent things like MRSA, because we so poison the bacterial population that they say, we're going to adapt to these chemicals and we're going to survive, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to say to my friend RB is exactly what we're talking about, and I'm going to throw it to you, Robert, to give one protocol that you have seen be successful. I just let you unspool that.
Well, we talked about this many times on the show. In fact, Liam, you even turned the tables on me interviewing me about gastrointestinal health. And since I began, especially on the Natural News Radio Network back in February, it's been the most requested piece or pieces of information repeatedly. And of course, I've been lecturing on it for many years, and specifically even more so in the last year, because it's become more urgent to do so. This paper only, you know, verifies and validates everything that I've been talking about on this front, but we look to correct the course. Now, I had all of these gastrointestinal symptoms for much of my life, managed with medicine, but also made worse by medicine, until I went organic and started, or let's say, stopped the inflow of these toxic, inflammatory, damaging components. But that wasn't enough. I had a lot of recovery, and I utilized primarily homeopathic medicine and then some living food nutrition on top of the organic food and some probiotics. Now, what took me 2 years to recover from was severe gastrointestinal inflammation, distress, malabsorption, etc., and allergies and things that all extended from it, inflammatory conditions of the skeletal system as well as the vascular system. What took me 2 years with the things I knew at that time, 20-plus years ago, I really believe I could do it 2 months in my own body because of the things I've learned since then. Not only the use of an amino acid by the name L-glutamine, which is very popular and commonly known in the natural or healing realm, but specifically looking at, how would we say, eradicating the microbial dysbiosis without damaging and inflaming the tissue. That's the trick, really, if you think about it, because we do have yeast and candida overgrowth. I had a lot of that too. How do we eradicate it without destroying the liver, damaging the liver, intoxicating the liver? How do we do that without having the collateral damage of the napalm pharmaceutical experiment? Because even these antifungal drugs are very liver toxic. So looking at the natural realm, there are botanicals that can help. Certainly oil of oregano is commonly known and used, although it's very harsh and a lot of kids don't like it because it's not that they don't want to smell like a pizza, but essential oils are pretty powerful. How about utilizing something in pure water, whether it be homeopathic or in the realm of colloidal silver? And the silver hydrosol bioactive form that I've utilized, driving it into the gut with all of the properties of silver that I've revealed on the air over the many years I've been doing this, we reduce the inflammation of tissue that has been damaged. We eradicate a microbial dysbiosis, an imbalance, a yeast overgrowth. And we accelerate, in addition to the reduction of inflammation, we accelerate the tissue regrowth by stimulating stem cell production locally. So we literally are doing everything we need to do to accelerate healing of tissue, restoring integrity, along with the probiotic replenishment at night, along with the increasing intake of a food-grown source of silicon or silica, which is vital for connective tissue regrowth, integrity, etc. We want to regrow the integrity of the lining of the epithelium in the gut. And it's not an easy thing to do because of the chronic inflammation, the chronic inflow of these toxins for people that don't eat organically and for people that still rely on antibiotic drugs or the people that still rely on naproxen, right? Aleve and stuff like that, that I understand why it's used, but the damage to the gut is also very real from these things, including the antibiotics in addition to the vaccines that start this whole downward spiral early on. Now, I do the silver and aloe protocol, an ounce of each, or it could be half an ounce for a small adult each or smaller for kids, 3 times a day prior to meals, probiotics, prebiotics, replenishment at night, a week for simple things, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And I say that, it's, you know, it's that or the colostomy bag later on in life. So it's an easy choice to make, I believe. But that's your short nutshell version in addition to homeopathics, which I don't have time to get into, but Liam, if we talk about this guy that asked the question, I would always urge, you know, individualization of treatment. You know, I'm giving a generalization. Let's acknowledge this, and I hope that everybody's aware that this is just a broad generalization of a something that you can do. But in terms of selenium deficiency, you know, are these people that have been on so-called AIDS drugs for years selenium deficient? You betcha. They got nothing left. Without selenium, you can't produce glutathione. Without glutathione production, your cells can't detoxify. They're being destroyed from the inside out. Your liver cannot detoxify and bind out these toxic poisons, these metabolic wastes, these endotoxins from the microbes that you're going to eradicate naturally and safely, hopefully now. And in that case, you end up with a lot of debris circulating in the body. You know, it's kind of like they go off of the drugs and suddenly they have candida, yeast explosion. Huge problem, and mm-hmm. I recognize it. So I have to look and manage it. How do we manage? We know this is going to happen. What are we going to do? Do we put them on antifungal drugs? They've already been on liver toxic drugs. We have to now step out of the allopathic mindset and say, what botanicals can help us? What homeopathics can help us? What minerals or metals can help us, like silver, to manage the explosion of what we know are the symptoms that are going to occur when they stop these immunosuppressive therapies, but then the therapies that are so toxic, they also suppress a lot of the microbial infection as well. So they say, aha, you're getting sicker because you're off the drugs. The reality is you're no longer suppressing the cesspool of infection that can't even live in your body because you've made it even too toxic for pathogens. Hmm. Does that make sense?
So let's talk about the Silver Owlo protocol. Their page is up on the web, and we'll link it on the show. Right? You've got a Silver Owlo protocol up on the web that people can follow?
I have posted it. I probably will need to repost for this purpose, though.
But well, yeah. I've seen it. And again, it's a basic guideline. It's not a promise that if you do this, you'll sprout wings and be able to fly tomorrow. Hmm. It is, though, the principle that's being discussed is the principle we're talking about in these papers, which is when you destroy the epithelial lining and you destroy the healthy colonizing bacteria that make you and help you be happy and keep out the bad guys, and then if you kill all the toxins in your gut in the first place, you don't get to send signals to the helper cells, and then right. you have a depletion in the helper cells. All of this, by the way, this is so interesting to me because it puts AIDS, as I already said, in the spectrum of other illnesses.
Yes.
It's not a magical thing, and it's, for God's sake, it's not a sex problem. It's not because you had sex once 28 years ago that you forgot about, and then the doctor says, can you remember that one incident that might have given you this, and you've just ripped through your past going, oh my God, I don't know. You know, that's totally irrelevant to this, and that's where people get hung up on this psychological aspect of this psyop.
And I think that that's why some people will write us or call or email and say, oh, you guys are endorsing certain behaviors. Listen, this is not we're not doing that. But the fact
what behavior
is,
if you, am I endorsing?
If you engage in certain behaviors that result in, as we talked about, epithelial destruction of anywhere right. in the alimentary well, canal, yeah, you're going to be in trouble.
Like taking
okay?
chronic antibiotics?
Yeah. Yes. That's a behavior that's not going to be conducive for your long-term good health.
Yeah, and that's not that doesn't have to do with your sexual preference. That has to do with how many terrible things you're doing to your body, that in the sense of not sleeping and having chronic exposure. So if look, if you're going to I don't know. The reality is if you're going to go and have uninterrupted casual sex with strangers, you're going to get STDs. Sorry, that's what's going to happen. You know, at the very least, you're going to have rug burn. You're going to have problems. So don't, I mean, I can't tell you how to live. That's just not my job. I'm not, it's not the way I'm
cut out. We are
not
the government.
No.
We're not the nanny state.
And I'm not, who's the nice lady that you're, Ann Landers, you know?
Ann Landers did Dear Abby.
Dear Abby. I'm right. not Dear Abby, but I will tell you that you can expect certain results from certain behaviors. So if you want to be experimental or enjoy your sexual identity in life and explore it, do so. But
Dear Liam, I met this cute alien from another planet.
Enjoy yourself. Go slowly. Hold hands for a while. Write for a while. Why don't you write each other for
yes,
a while?
Yes, engage in the higher functions of, you know, in higher energy centers, right?
See how it goes. But look, we all eventually, God willing, we take a plunge and we embark on these romantic journeys and have these experiences. And I just don't hold that against people. For example, if I told you that mm-hmm. you had a nice body, would you hold it against me? No, it's an old joke. I'm sorry. Say that to the audience. Hey, do you come here often? You understand. The thing is, if people in the audience want to pick on gay guys for being, what would be the word, having some sort of degraded sex, I think we have to be honest about what people are
yeah.
and how many partners that some men have with women and women sure. have with men in a year, where if you're not careful and you're not kind to yourself, mm-hmm. and I don't mean that you have to be a chaste virgin and wear white all the time and sing as you walk through the forest and have little dwarves following you. You don't have to be like that. You can live your life, but understand that when you get sick, it's going to be from the stuff you're actually doing and the poisoning you're actually doing to your body.
Sage perspective from Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as always. And you know, this is an adult theme I recognize and acknowledge. But, of course, if we are to survive as a species, we've got to grow up. We've got to be adults about this and take care of ourselves and help others who are willing to be helped. I recognize we can't help everybody. But those who are there and ready for it, this is for you. Obviously, this is for you. And breaking this down in a simple way and even reiterating it many times because – as they say, if you've been programmed to believe something or to not believe something over a long period of time, even decades of your life, unlearning it is a process as much as learning it. Sometimes harder to unlearn it. And so to get back to this, you know, discussion of the
what's
gut.
What's that, Yoda?
Unlearning it, I said. If you have to unlearn things, you know, no laughing.
What did laughing. You, no, Yoda, what was it that you had to say to Luke? You must
do or do not.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Okay.
All right. Prompty. You happy now? Oh, goodness.
He's worn tonight. You don't even know. You don't even know what kind of day it's been.
I don't even know what time zone I'm on.
We're in Europe.
I think it's because, you know, the Australian interviews that we've been doing. We'll get to those. Well, Liam, thank you for that. That was a fantastic journey through the intestinal, I guess we could say, healing, recovery, and protocols that we were able to share this segment. And another perspective that strengthens not only our resolve, but certainly our awareness that we are on the right course, as we have been for many years. And many more scientists are going to be jumping ship, because it's obvious that they're sinking faster than they can bail the water out of their unsubstantiated hypotheses about AIDS.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is. It means we're going to be able to help people, and people are going to be able to help themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Well, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs, and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO food to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Liam, you found some audio or video on the web related to the subject we've been covering this hour, did you not?
Yeah, very, hey, I got to be honest, a very, very beautiful woman. I think she sounds like she's from New York. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm working in the AIDS field. I've been working there for 8 or 9 years. They take us out to the lunches and the junkets, and there's no way I could afford to eat in these restaurants, and God knows how much money they're throwing at the doctors. So there's a video on YouTube called My Problem with HIV, which is linked at robertscottbell.com.
Yeah, we've got the link up, so if you want to see the full thing, but we'll just play a little excerpt from it.
Here's a clip, and tell me if this sounds familiar.
Whether it's a clinic, whether it's a nonprofit organization, whether it's a hospital, they're all the same. They all encourage, they don't say it, but they all encourage positive diagnoses, numbers, and it's all this continued push for more positives equal more funding. Now, you would think that you would want less positives, that all of the programs that are out there for people with HIV are working and that it's, you know, you'll see less of it, but no.
But no, she says, and she goes on, and it's a good video. It's honest. It's straight from the hip and straight from the heart. And she's there, and you can write her. I wrote her.
Did you? And it fits what we've been talking about for years, but certainly more concentrated recently.
Numbers.
Why did call it House of Numbers?
House of Numbers. Yeah.
Numbers.
She's not kidding. All they want is more numbers, more positives. And if you watch the thing, she'll tell you how it works. She'll say that I hesitate to even say that I had a friend who died. She said this is hard for me because she's going to say I had a friend who died, and then she stops herself and says, I hesitate to say I had a friend who died of HIV because people go, she could have died on the of the drugs, because she says people get on the drugs and they die. And she said there's still AZT in these things, and so what are we talking about? And it's a very fair mind, I have to say, for being critical, it's very fair-minded and open, and she makes an offer to people to write her, and I did. I wrote her. She wrote me back. She's a real person, or at least I don't know if she's not.
Well,
she's
she seemed very sincere in this YouTube video that she recorded, almost like she was nervous to do it, but she had to.
She said something compelling her
to do it. And it fits right into what we've been talking about. More people are waking up, even whether they've heard us talking about it or not. You know, we're just delivering information and basically deciphering it sometimes and making it simpler for people. But she's on the inside of this, and she's starting to get it. She's like, it doesn't make sense. Numbers. This is not about curing anything. This is about gaining more patients, customers, money, funding, etc. I don't know. Are we beating a dead AIDS horse at this
point? The AIDS horse?
I don't know.
Let's not beat the AIDS horse. Poor AIDS horse.
Yeah.
You know what's problematic? No, what we did in the show was we said, look, everybody's putting it together now. You destroy the intestine. You destroy the integrity of the intestine. Mm-hmm. You shut down your immune system all the way through your body. Of course, you acquire immune deficiency that way. Mm. So in order to fix it, we talk about how to replenish, how to rebuild. And this is an ongoing discovery process that the audience, that people who have every kind of immune deficiency, not just with one label, but the Crohn's and the chronic
colitis,
fatigue,
irritable bowel, fibromyalgias of the world, especially.
And you know, we can talk about all these things that are now advertised. You know, this is the ongoing process that we who want to be separate from the controlled, crazed mainstream. And by the way, you know, speaking of the controlled, crazed mainstream,
why are you looking at me?
What?
You don't want to look at me.
I'm just sort of pointing in a direction. I'm tired.
Yes. Okay.
I
sneeze in your general direction.
You know what?
What?
You know what I miss?
What?
I remember the halcyon days when we had bountiful bags of Amy's Living Magic Foods.
Oh, my gosh. Did we plow through that or what?
Plow is the right word.
I tell you, the raw organic.
I might be going
stuff,
to see them. Actually,
I hope so. If you do, we're going to get an update from them.
You're
going to be there
the factory.
Yes,
with the Oompa Loompas.
Yes, we got to get an Oompa Loompa on.
So there was some response to what's going on in the world on Natural News, and I saw the article. I actually went out of my way to stop everything and read it early. Was it yesterday? And it's a very good article on five, because we're such doom and gloomers right now.
No, we're not. But the five things you can do right now to help stop the economic plundering of our world. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, you nailed it again. Beautifully done.
This is how we heal the nation's intestines.
Yeah. And of course, that's a good way to say it. The bowels, so to speak, of Goldman Sachs and their gutting of the American economy and the world economy, in fact, the banksters have done. Number one on the list, we're going to go positive here. I believe everything we've done is positive, quite honestly, because we've empowered people to heal. But number one, shop at local farmers markets, food co-ops, and local grocers. Imagine that. You don't want Chinese food from Walmart that's really from China? No, we don't need that.
Why? Wow. Walmart.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Well, remember we've talked about the so-called bird flu scare a few years back, and how they went into even Vietnam and said, you got to kill all your chickens in your backyard.
Ducks, chickens.
Yeah, it was really because of the multinational chicken growers, the Tysons of the world, right?
Yeah.
Really wanting a monopoly on the production of animal food, so to speak, or food for animal, food for people.
Right.
People is food. You know what, we've been there. So stop with the GMO, stop with the ADMs, Cargills, and PepsiCos. Look local. You know, you want to think global, fine, whatever, but go local in this way If the food you eat comes in a box, your family and friends will eventually find you in a box, too.
That was cute. We're all crossing over someday. But I like the point that he makes about if you buy your – because we think, oh, hamburgers and fast food. But he says, no, if you buy your soy milk at Walmart, you get their main brand, you're getting GMO food.
Yes.
You got to go out of your way. I mean, this is a crime against humanity that these monsters have genetically modified beans on the planet. But what's number two?
Number two, pull your money out of big banks and put it in local credit unions. Wait, did I say that right? Union. Oh, see, I'm talking food. Farmers markets. No, unions.
Credit funions.
Credit unions.
You can't just eat one.
So, yeah, the fractional reserve banking, you pull it out of the big banks. I mean, is it totally pulling out of the fractional reserves? Not totally, but it's a good point.
I read this and I thought, you know, that's a good point, Mike Adams. I thought to myself, I did. If you participate with Citibank and Wells Fargo and the now defunct Washington Mutual, whoever you happen to be at who's buying whom, we don't know anymore. If you do that, you actually give them permission just by the nature of the system to print, 90% on the dollar fake currency.
Yep. They and create 9,000 out of so-called thinner. You give them 1,000. That's fractional reserve banking.
Right. And then out of that 900, they can print 800 and whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's 90% of every time. It's 90% every time. So it's not just once that they do it. They just keep making a 90% fraction. Maybe it's a 10% fraction. But some of these banks go up to 20 and 30 and 40. They keep making printing currency out of the stuff that you give them. So what he said was don't do it. I thought that's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Don't give them permission. Put it in. But if you don't want to put it in a credit union because it's still paper money and they're still giving you numbers, what next?
Well, I mean, convert it to something tangible. We talked about
cookies,
storable food, Amy's Living Magic, whatever.
He says guns.
He says ammo particularly, because it becomes as valuable as gold in a situation. And listen, the world record, remember Black Friday after Thanksgiving?
When Black Friday comes.
World record sales on that day, not computers, not laptops, not TVs.
Yeah.
Guns.
I'm staying out of
World record gun sales in America.
I don't want to be in this
Here's
place.
Number three. Stop working for the man as a wage slave. Did you get that, what he was talking about here? Stop
I'm working for the man.
You know what I mean? He says, listen, why don't you start creating your own – don't be a wage slave where it is withholding and everything else. Create your own kind of business. Work. You might have to cut back. You might have to live in a smaller house, drive a smaller car. But cutting back in that way is going to help economically in a big way. Your own life, you know, you may have more spiritual wealth is what he said there.
And it's interesting because he admits that you can get paid twice or even three times as much at one of the slaveholding corporations.
Yeah.
But you quit and maybe you struggle and maybe you have to find that you can't afford all the plastic things that you thought were so important. And you actually have to tell the kids, no, we don't need a 72-inch TV and a third Xbox. We can actually talk with each other. We can actually draw, paint, skip rope. And do like train and do fun things together.
Yeah.
These things all become possibilities once you put down that worldview.
Yes. Number four, this sort of relates to the banking issue, but trade soon to be useless paper currency for real goods. That's what it's sort of, you know, we're already kind of jumping ahead here. We're almost out of time this hour. He's talking about the Himalayan salt lamp. Salt, valuable as gold in history. And I talked about that on my Sunday show on the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN. But global currency devaluation is around the corner. If you're saving in Federal Reserve notes, there might be a short-term boost because of the death of the EU and the euro. But it's only temporary because they've, you know, trillions and trillions are going to be flooding our shores when China unloads it.
Trillions and trillions.
Yes. And how about this one? Wrapping it up. Five. Stop voting for politicians funded by Wall Street bankers. Mitt Romney.
Boing.
Newt Gingrich.
No.
Barack Obama. They say
my
that?
Fellow Americans.
Yeah, exactly. Who's not bought out?
Ronald McPaulden.
Ron Paul. Dr. Ron Paul, not, and he's the only guy really out there. His son has done a bang up job in the Senate standing up for liberty. We got to give him props there as well. So, five things now you want to do. I've got that linked up through naturalnews.com. Thank you to Mike Adams for that and so much more. We'll be back. I've got our first interview from Australia coming up. Grant Snyman from, remember, One Stop Health Shop. And you're going to hear about fermented papaya and more. Right. Also, you'll be back in a while for
we're going to help the universe. It's a gutsy show.
It is a gutsy show. And then we'll go Electric Universe with Wal Thornhill, will we not?
Yep.
Two interviews from Australia coming up next. Liam Sheff will return shortly. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on the National News Radio Network and beyond. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you haven't already figured out by now, the gut is the main focal point of the show today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As we're kicking in hour two, I'm going to have Liam back a little while because we were going to do some Electric Universe. We've got Wal Thornhill scheduled from, where's he called? Another Australian, isn't it? It's amazing the distance we're going to traverse today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very exciting. But the science coming out has been amazing in the last hour that Liam and I have done. And, of course, the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Also to reducetheburden.org as well. 866-939-BELL is the phone number, 866-939-2355. If you ever have a question or a comment, you're welcome to call 24/7 and just let it rip. And if we like what you have to say, and sometimes even if we don't, we'll play you on the air. So be ready for that. That's really cool. So intestinal health, intestinal fortitude, probiotics, many ways to get these things into your system. Primarily, I'd like to say if we're eating food that is supportive of that, a lot of times we'll look to the fermentation process. A lot of cultures around the planet have utilized it in Japan and Asia. Of course, fermented foods are very commonplace. Even in Africa and some equatorial regions, fermented foods are common as well. Now, one of my favorite foods on the planet, in fact, is the papaya. Papaya. And if I'm in Jamaica, which I hope to be soon, I would call them pawpaw. Pawpaws. And papayas, of course, carry a lot of enzyme activity, digestive power, and a very unique fruit on the planet. Some people don't. It's like a love-hate relationship. It's not like one of those things that people are neutral about. Do you like papaya? Oh, I love papaya. Do you like papaya? Not really. But I love them. And I will compete. I've talked about battling senior citizens for them. That's how much I love them. No, I'm just kidding. So in that regard, I also had a lot of requests for more information on the papaya extracts and fermentation process that you were getting all through One Stop Health Shop. And so I've got arranged for Grant Snyman to be on the program all the way from Australia. So we're going to go to that interview right now before we get Liam back on. And we'll also talk about the Electric Universe in a little while on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. If you're listening through naturalnewsradio.com, by the way, please enter your email address there. We can get you your daily email updates. And of course, all of the blog notes are linked through my website at robertscottbell.com. Now, I realize sometimes people listen to the program. They listen every day religiously, and I love you for that. Thank you for doing that. You'll also hear repetitive commercials, okay? We couldn't be here without the support of the sponsors, you know, that we get through Natural News and right here through the Robert Scott Bell Show. And sometimes you'll hear it so much, you go, oh, man, what do I do? I heard it again. I got an email, and also I've seen comments on my Facebook page about the ability to say things that they couldn't say or learn. They've learned things they didn't know about before. One of the funniest comments I got is, I can now, after listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for weeks, I can now actually say one-stop-health-shop without even blinking or thinking. It's because Johan over there, and I believe he's in England, he's from Germany, but of course the company is from Australia, and I've got the papaya plus, I've got the papaya, my favorite fruit in the whole world, and they are doing it right out there in Australia. In fact, we've got someone on right now from Australia, Grant Snyman. He does nutrition for the company that's bringing these products out. Grant, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, how you doing?
Doing well. Like, it's amazing to me, the technology. The world has become so small. I don't know if it was the papaya enzymes that allowed us to connect via Skype here for this interview, but you are on, and we wanted to talk, as many people are asking, about the basis for the quality, because for me, I'm an organic guy, and the fact that you guys are doing it right is very impressive, and I'm happy to let people know more about what's behind these Papaya Plus enzymes, extracts, and fermented papaya products.
Of course. Well, Robert, just to give you a quick overview of what we do and how we do it, Probiotics Australia is a therapeutic licensed manufacturer. We also have our organic status. Now, the company that does it in Australia is called the ACO, Australian Certified Organic. And the products that we make are basically fermented live probiotics. Now, for centuries, people have been fermenting food and basically taking in live food or living food. The benefit of that is obviously you get the live bacteria that goes through to the gut. And everybody knows, well, you should hope that everybody knows that everything that you put into your body goes through the gut. If your bacteria balance is out, you're losing out on essential vitamins and nutrients from your food. The immune system is not getting fed the nutrients that it should be. And in turn, that's when you start getting sick, you know, colds and flus. And
this is something, Grant, that it's a common theme here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Gut Health. In fact, we just covered a new paper out that recognizes the destruction of the gut due to antibiotics may have been responsible for the so-called worldwide acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS. It's shocking the scientific community, but we've covered the fact that gastrointestinal damage due to antibiotics and other medicines and drugs is resulting in what's known as the acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS. So restoring and repairing the gut is critical for all immune system and obviously digestive function.
That's correct. Basically, what we do is we take papaya and a variety of other ingredients, but the base of it is papaya, and we put the ingredients through a fermentation process. Now, by doing that, the live bacteria actually feed off the ingredients that you put in, and they digest it. And the process that we use actually makes our probiotic strains very resilient to stomach acids and heat. The benefit of that is obviously, you know, if you buy probiotics in capsule form or whatever, a lot of them is actually destroyed in the stomach,
yes,
and not much bacteria gets through to the gut. Our liquid probiotic is very stable, and it gets through to the gut where it can colonize the gut and produce the beneficial bacteria.
Yeah, that is a critical component to this, because it's not as about just, oh, well, let me see how many colony-forming units of these microflora I can throw in there. If they don't survive, if they're not viable, it's not going to have the benefit which that it should, of course. And so by doing what you're doing through the fermentation process, through food, which is the way most of us would normally in the wild, so to speak, get probiotic replenishment because we're eating properly, this would make it much more viable and functional over the long haul to continue to sustain what we hope that people will regain through this method.
That's correct. I mentioned early on about live food and live food products. Obviously, the benefit of that is getting the bacteria through the gut, where, as I mentioned, in turn, it can feed the immune system and basically support the body's immune system and the immune system's ability to overcome infection and bacterias and all those sorts of things. A little bit of science behind our products. We use a university here in Australia called the Southern Cross University, and we had our product comparatively tested against other products worldwide. And what we had it tested against was for natural killer cell activity, which is the immune system, and phagocytosis. Now, we tested our products against one of our competitors' products out there, and their capsule form is 25 billion CFUs per capsule. Our product outdid them by 46% on the natural killer cell activity and the phagocytosis. So again, it just goes to show that the stability of our products and live foods in the liquid form or in their true form is a lot more beneficial than a lot of the therapeutics that you can just purchase off the shelf.
Yeah, I find, Grant, that is absolutely true, that when I work with probiotics and even prebiotics, finding it in a food-grown state, food-fermented state, you have much more viability, much more resilient strength, ability to survive the harsh environs in the gut, in the stomach, if you will, even to get past it, to get in and replenish, hopefully, what we're trying to restore. So I just to let everybody know, I mean, I actually have some of these probiotics, the fermented papaya. I have the liquid as well as the capsule enzymes, and I've always been a fan of papaya for the digestive benefits, including the enzymes that would come from it. So it was really exciting to find out about the one-stop-health-shop, and everybody makes fun of it because they hear it so much, but really, you're going to get a package. You ever wanted a package from Australia? They'll send you one, and you will get it, and you will be much healthier for it. So in terms of the Australian environment, of course, we have a worldwide audience. Most of the audience that's purchasing is from the U.S., although some from Canada as well. Is this unique to Australia? Do you find that this is something that is being accepted around the world now, even though it's originating there?
Rob, we've actually partnered with the One-Stop Health Shop for the reasons of their ability to service the worldwide market. Currently, we sending our products to 23 countries worldwide through One Stop Health Shop.
Nice.
And they do free shipping worldwide as well.
That's amazing.
The ability
really
to get the products out quick, fast, and delivered to you is outstanding. As I mentioned, the products are available worldwide. So for your international listeners, you know, they don't have to live in Australia or the US to purchase these products. They can just go online, purchase them from anywhere, and it's free shipping. It's free shipping worldwide.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Interesting model. Of course, you don't typically get it overnight, but within a reasonable time, it does come in, and the products are absolutely sensational. I've tried them myself. I like them a lot. What other innovations, of course, from the food-grown fermentation process, papaya, et cetera? I've seen some other unique product formulations that you don't see everywhere for the immune system.
Okay, so the base of our products are all probiotic-based. So basically, our firm belief is that you treat the gut, and then the gut will treat the body. Now, as I mentioned previously, we do put a variety of ingredients into the fermentation process, and one of the most beneficial ingredients currently is an olive leaf extract. Now, olive leaf extract obviously has its own very unique abilities to help fight infection and flus and boost the immune system. Now, combat that with a probiotic, you've got a supercharged product that is feeding the gut and servicing the immune system. We get people using our products after 1 month, they do not go without it. The benefits from taking it, obviously, you know, you're going to be expelling the waste a lot easier and a lot quicker. The olive leaf extract is going to be building your immune system, so you're not going to be so susceptible to colds and flus.
Yes.
It's basically a product that is going to help you enjoy life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's olive leaf extract is with the probiotic format is a very good product currently.
Well, I think this in the northern hemisphere they have what they call the cold and flu season. I think if you're looking into probiotics and you're looking also for some sort of immune support in addition to the probiotic therapy support, which is fantastic, it's a unique and innovative product combining the olive leaf with it. And I just wanted to put a special spotlight on there. I appreciate you sharing that information as well.
Of course, yeah. Olive leaf extract is seen as a winter product. Obviously, as you mentioned, colds and flus, you know, olive leaf extract is going to help you get through the winter season. One thing about it is that it's not only a winter product. It's something that you can use every single day. The reason being is obviously olive leaf extract is a very powerful antioxidant. Now, antioxidants obviously help detox at a cellular level, so it's helping clean out the body. The probiotic aspect of it is helping the body get rid of those toxins. So, you know, a lot of people see it as a winter product, you know, for colds and flus, but it's a general product for general well-being, which a lot of people don't think about, you know.
Grant, for those that do take it, is it a teaspoon a day, a tablespoon a day, multiple tablespoons a day? How would you recommend taking it?
It's 5 mils, 15 mils, 3 times a day. Now, one cap is 5 mils. The best way to take it is 15 to 20 minutes before you eat. The reason being is you don't want that product to be mixing with anything. You don't want to be taking it with food because it mixes with your food and it competes for absorption within the gut.
Sure.
Being a liquid product, if you take it 10 to 15 minutes before you eat, by the time you start eating, it's already been absorbed through the stomach lining and into the gut. 5 mils 3 times a day is all you need. You can have up to 60 mils in severe cases. There are no side effects to this product. We've done toxicology studies on our product. The only side effect reported to date is obviously if you do have too much, it's going to send you to the bathroom.
Yeah,
the reason being is it is a probiotic and it's going to help cleanse out the gut.
Yeah, there's not a real downside in that case as well. And if we talk about
all, no, but I mean, Grant, if your listeners have any questions or need any information, they just go to one stop health shop, send your questions through there, and they'll be answered by trained nutritionists or naturopaths.
Well, that's a nice service. I appreciate that. I'm amazed we're talking to Australia right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Grant Snyman, nutritionist from One Stop Health Shop. And he's helping us understand some of these products that have been advertised for a while here on the show. And they're excellent. Again, certified organic, very clean, like I like them. And I've even done some of the papaya enzymes that you have in the capsulated form. It's something interesting to consider during the holiday season when people are overindulging in taxing their gastrointestinal tract. To take some enzymes at that point could be some preventive maintenance as well.
That's right. Now, the capsules you do take with food, obviously, if you overindulge or have a big meal or whatever, take a couple of capsules down with it. It just helps the digestive process, breaks down the proteins. It just helps the body do the job easier, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's a practical thing. If you know you're going to overindulge, and I don't basically encourage that, but I would like you to have tools to get you through the holiday season anywhere around the world, much simpler, much easier. And one last thing I wanted to ask before we break here. Grant, when you talk about just, let's say, the fermented papaya probiotic liquid, we talked a little bit about the olive leaf, and I was really glad you did that. But in terms of those that are just focused on the probiotic benefit of the fermented papaya in the liquid form, is it the same thing? Is it a 5 ml 3 times a day? Typically,
with the fermented papaya liquid form, that you can have 15 minutes at once, that you don't have to break up. You can just have 15 mils, at least 10 to 15 minutes before you eat, again to give it a head start within the body, if I can call it that.
Yep.
And that you just have with your breakfast, before your breakfast, first thing in the morning. The reason being is your stomach is at its most emptiest in the morning. So to take any probiotic product is best in the morning, where there's less chance for it to mix with food or to compete for absorption within the gut.
Great. Fantastic. Grant, you're very helpful, all of this. And again, amazing. We're reaching thousands of miles around planet Earth to get this kind of information to you. And I really appreciate the support of One-Stop-Health-Shop, as it's known, One-Stop Health Shop, through Mike Adams and Natural News, Natural News Radio. We all appreciate you there. And we're glad you're helping to contribute to the good health of all of our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, that's Grant Snyman. Thank you so much once again. All right, it's break time from one Australia trip to another. We've got one coming up in a moment, but first we're going to have Liam Sheff back on the program leading into the electric universe with Wal Thornhill. So stand by, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from intestinal health, we go to electrical health. Liam Sheff is back in studio. Thank you, Liam, for hanging in while I did that. We now all know what's behind one-stop-health-shop. Everybody's going to be much happier for that. But electrical universe, we talk about a lot of the myths of science. You've called it scientism, and others have. And now we get an opportunity because there's a big upcoming conference we'll be talking about shortly about those scientists that have abandoned consensus and abandoned the limiting factors inappropriate to real science. I mean, the actual questioning, curiosity as such. And so we go to the myths of science, but in the electric universe, what does this really mean?
I don't know. I might snort again. I'm feeling overwhelmed.
That was great, by the way. You can't do that on command. Snorting just doesn't. It's totally like spontaneous.
Command that's me to snort. Go ahead.
It's not the same thing. That's artificial. The electric universe commands.
Is that a genetically modified snort?
Out of the blue. Out of the blue, Liam. And it was great. But
that was a natural snort.
Well, what is it about? I know we're punchy at this point. We've covered some intense
subjects. Okay, all right. Yeah. We did that. See, we actually figured out how to solve like a worldwide immune deficiency problem integrating the work of so many people. I'm kind of in a self-congratulatory mood. So I'm going to take one long, deep snort.
Hooray for Liam. Yay, Liam.
Excuse me. Why would you make that sound?
Yeah.
Robert Scott Bell.
I didn't. I'll deny that.
You resemble that remark.
I resemble
that. Let's talk about... A number of years ago, I was introduced to the idea that there are myths of science, right? I mean, yeah. I understood the AIDS thing, and then a friend of mine said, hey, look out there in the sky. Do you see anything exploding? And I said, I see stars. Well, do you think that it ever really was nothing there? And I said, no, I don't really think there was ever nothing there. I can't comprehend of that. And he said, well, why don't you look up the Big Bang and see if that's true? So I did. And I discovered that Eric J. Lerner, and a number of other people, Hans Alfven, had written about the idea that there's this myth, this recapitulation of, unfortunately, a creation myth. First there was nothing, and then somebody sneezed, and there was everything.
Yeah.
Or snorted.
Yes.
And then there was everything. So this is a myth. And astronomy has held this over our heads for at least my entire life, and if you're old enough, probably you were around when they told you it was true. Before that, nobody would tell you that there was nothing which exploded unless they were just talking about, you know, a creation myth, a religious creation myth. But then science adopted a religious creation myth, and we've gotten stuck with that. Nobody can really prove that true. You can certainly demonstrate that it's not in evidence. What is outer space becomes a question that every kid is an astronomer. Every kid who grows up anywhere near
absolutely. I mean, I have great memories of looking up at the stars and create the imagination that we would, you know, actually be able to travel there and other planets. Was there life on? I mean, but the explanations you talk about Big Bang and the moving continents, but you know, we've covered the growing. I mean, some of these things it truly didn't make sense, but What else? Black holes, right?
Black holes.
Disney makes a movie about black holes.
And suddenly it's a science fact. Now, a black hole was invented as a scientific, let's say, a placeholder, because they had to figure out how the universe worked. And they said, well, the universe works by gravity, and gravity is a very weak force. And you can break the force of gravity anytime you want. Just pick something off the desk, and the entire Earth is pulling up against that object, and you're just saying, no, I don't care. I'm stronger than you. Here I go, breaking the force of gravity, lifting the pencil or the stapler
medicine.
Or the homeopathic medicine.
What do you got there, by the way?
EMF detox.
EMF detox.
God, I hope it
a dose
works.
Of that.
Hold
think
on
that's,
a second.
We're talking about the electric universe, and we've got to do some electromagnetic frequency detox.
We are
surrounded by this
stuff. I got to get out of here.
Thank you, Dr. King, by the way.
Yeah. So they decided that gravity's so weak, but they hadn't figured in the electromagnetic force. Now, the guys who look at the electric universe stuff or plasma physics, whatever you want to call it, like Wallace Thornhill or David Talbot, these are names that you can encounter if you go to this great meeting that's going to – we'll get the info from Wall, mm-hmm. but it's in Las Vegas and it's in January. And they are going to have this multidisciplinary group of fascinating guys talking about what I think will really set the agenda for the world philosophy that unfolds, hopefully, if we survive the next couple of bumps in the 21st century.
Yeah.
When we say space is not a bunch of dead things, you don't have to invent invisible space monsters like black holes, which don't exist. They're invisible. They're supposed to be so powerful, nothing can escape. And the way that you know they're there is because it's the brightest object in the sky. If you believe, I mean, does that sound contradictory? Like, wherever they see something they can't explain, they say, oh, it must be a black hole. And then when they can't explain why something's happening, they say, oh, it must be dark matter, which is invisible. So they put invisible peanut butter and invisible jelly up there in space, and they say, we're the scientists and you have to trust us. Well, you don't actually have to trust them. You can read their papers and you know they're making stuff up because it's all math. Now, the guys that I like, Donald Scott and the name is going to escape me right now, but the guys who've worked on this, Christian Birkeland, who was previously in the last century, went and looked at the Aurora Borealis and said, this is an electromagnetic phenomenon, and the Earth is surrounded by an electromagnetic sort of placenta, like a cocoon. And you get a feeling for the universe as a set of living organisms. You get a feeling for planets as things that are expelled almost like children from gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. You get a feeling for Jupiter and Saturn like they would be stars, and they are stars when they're outside, when they're not sharing the electrical current of a larger star. They actually glow. And astronomers are able to view things they call hot Jupiters glowing like stars because they are stars.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a kind of a phylum, and there's an animal kingdom out there in space,
right?
And you can find, oh, look at this, all of these things live and they all kind of breathe and they're alive, and it's not a big dead empty meaningless system of accident. And what's the word they use that makes me go crazy?
Random act, man, that just ticks me off. I mean, the whole idea of this random, if it's random, then the universe came into existence, it randomly poofs right out.
We're done.
There's no order to anything, right? And I say there is order to the universe, or it wouldn't exist. It would flip in, it would flip out, and there would be nothing, you know, moving anywhere in any semblance of measurable anything.
Man, I have flipped out.
Are you flipped out? I'm flipping out here.
I was in a hotel. I was in a kind of a low-end youth hostel. I was in China. I was in Beijing.
Was that yesterday?
No.
A while ago.
Ancient
Chinese secret.
They make you pay for, like, they just didn't, there was this feeling of just total, I'm not trying to knock all of China or any Chinese person, but I'm just telling you, right there in that part of Beijing, there was this feeling of just chronic mistrust.
Mm.
And I just remember, like, I needed an extra towel. I said, oh, you can only have one towel. I said, here, I'll give you some extra money. No, you can only have one towel. I said, I'm not going to steal your towel. Here's extra money. I'll pay for the towel, and then I'll still give it back. No, you can only have one towel. Boy, did I flip out.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was quite a show for anybody who was watching. I said, I want a... All right, it was totally embarrassing, but I explained...
Does your towel bite?
The universe doesn't flip on and flip off. The universe is an electromagnetic system of interlacing towels. No, interlacing electrically charged particles called... the word's just escaping me.
Well, electromagnetic realities here we're talking
right,
about.
Right, we're talking about plasma, so we're
plasma,
talking about charged particles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about electrons, and we're talking about things either stripped or with an additional electron so that they have a charge. And these things have an inter... connection with each other and that they have a massive, massive attraction to each other. And this is what forms space. This is what spools space and what spins galaxies. It's not random. Mm-hmm. It's not accident. And it's why life emerges in patterned form all the time. What and it's why we will, yeah. if we have enough time, mm-hmm. we'll find life. There will be life that appears to us on other planets when our telescopes get stronger. Why? Because that's the nature of the universe. The whole thing's alive.
Right.
Well, and Walt Thornhill's going to talk about it.
Yeah, and we got to go beyond the limits of the consensus orthodox scientific realm and field, as we've done in so many areas and subjects. So we're going to stretch the envelope. Can you stretch an envelope? I'm stretching an envelope today. I don't care. It's an electromagnetic universe. I'm allowed.
It's a rubbery envelope.
Yeah, we're going to stretch it. When we come back, we'll have Walt Thornhill. We're scheduled from Australia again. Double Australia this hour. This is an amazing thing happening here. Liam, thanks for being with me and hooking this up. And we'll get through this and see where we want to be in January, likely.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Why? We're going to find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, Liam, you have been for a long time introducing me to these concepts of the electric universe. We've been talking. It's very exciting, actually, to look at these planets and seeing a different level of origin, different understandings of the origin of the universe that actually they make sense. compared to what we have grown up with here, at least in the West, viewpoints. And now you've got us connected to Wal Thornhill and an upcoming Electric Universe seminar, trade show event in Las Vegas coming up. We got Wal on from Australia right now, do we not?
We absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Wal, so nice to have you on board.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wal is a guy who's he's a researcher in what's called plasma cosmology, plasma physics, and plasma is really the most abundant state of matter in the universe. It's what everything is made of, charged particles. We don't get this in school.
No.
And when I encountered the idea that the Big Bang was a myth, I went, oh, I just had to think about it for a second. Wait a second. Nothing exploded and became everything? That doesn't make sense. And, of course, we cover all of the myths of science on the show. I was fascinated. So where do you go after the Big Bang? You funnel right into this thing called plasma physics. There's a website, really a body of research online called thunderbolts.info.
Yes.
And there's another website, which was really my primary study, called Holoscience, HOLOScience.com. And then Donald Scott has another website on the Electric Universe. But Wall's site is holoscience.com. And I found these beautiful, fascinating, well-written essays about the history and philosophy of science.
Yes.
Invoking ideas of and the histories of Isaac Newton and the concepts of gravity and how much had to change in human thinking to get that and how actually we got stuck in the 17th century model. So I reached out to Wall and David Talbot and other people who'd put this great body of work together and sort of sometimes just threw in comments and said, here, I'm going to do this and that and the other thing. And so I've been following them for a while. And not enough people know about this. This is a reproducible, testable science, not of the creation of the universe. That's a myth.
Yeah.
But of the way that things work in outer space.
Well, let me see if Wal Thornhill agrees with you. I mean,
he might totally disagree. Yes.
Do you totally disagree with Liam? What do you think?
Well, I agree with most of what Liam has said. But the Electric Universe actually goes further than plasma cosmology and looks at the fundamental questions, which are still a mystery to us, and that is, what is gravity? What is magnetism? Even what causes lightning? It's interesting to know that there are still many big mysteries right in front of our very faces, and yet this is not the sort of thing that scientists seem keen to let people know or to talk about in school or
so,
as part of the education curriculum.
While a lot of the things that we see and observe every day are really defy explanation by current scientific models, then, is what you're saying, accepted consensus models.
Well, what we have are mathematical descriptions of what happens, but there's no physical understanding underneath that, and this is why we get into such trouble. The Electric Universe is really a return to common sense in physics, and it's the kind of thing that people can get involved in without university education. Just a good high school or college education is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have people doing experiments in their garage, which is uncovering secrets of how planets are formed and what all of the things that we're discovering in space really mean.
So we're going backyard innovators, backyard science, going right to the heart of it. And so much of what is learned in formal education has to be almost unlearned in order to make the leaps in new levels of understanding and identifying facts that were hidden because of the way it was taught in the current, again, consensus university system.
That's right. The most difficult thing we have to do is unlearn the things that just ain't so, as they say.
Well said.
Yeah, and in fact, that was the thing that's taken me most of my life to let go of, is the things that I was taught at school and at university. Once you do that, though, and you look at the universe with a beginner's eyes, you begin to realize that it's actually based on very simple concepts, but the appearances can be quite complicated. And this is true of life anyway. You know, we know that simple things can actually produce quite complicated patterns.
Yes, certainly. So can we expect that this upcoming Electric Universe conference, for lack of a better way to say it, how appropriate, Las Vegas, is that what I understand? The Electric Universe is happening in Las Vegas, Nevada?
It's an interesting venue, but I think it may be appropriate because really, when people understand this new model of the universe, it really will throw all of show business into overdrive, in my opinion.
Hmm.
I've often felt that you could reenact some of the things that we've managed to uncover about the history of the Earth and the human race,
mm-hmm.
which would make a great IMAX movie.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's very exciting stuff because it brings the arts and the sciences. Everything comes back to become a coherent big picture instead of all these incoherent specialties where people don't talk to one another because they can't even understand each other.
And we've hammered on some of this in previous shows, and I think in the next couple of weeks we can do a show and Robert and I, we can talk about some of these underlying concepts, these ideas of what are planets. And we've talked about this, your concept of planetary birth and the electrical star model that you, I think, expanded and took from Ralph Jurgens. These beautiful, studyable, almost reproducible. I mean, you can see all of the indications that these things are true when you look through the telescopes and you see the preponderance of binary stars. Why binary? Because they're electrically charged and they fission to split the strong electrical charge. All these things not predicted by these crazy 17th century gravity-only models. But I want to get people to the conference. So where when?
Yeah, tell us where and when, Wal. Well, we know sort of the where in Las Vegas, although we don't know exactly where in Vegas. Do you have all that information for us?
I say it's actually, as all the detailed information is available on the homepage of thunderbolts.info. So rather than me reading it out to you, I think it's best just to go to that web site.
Well, this is live. This is radio, so we want
we also want to communicate
it
verbally.
Want to hear it.
So I'm going to press you for this. I'm going to push you, Wal. I know it's hard, but we want to hear from you. You're the guy, we were really excited to see you and have people come from all over the world to see and learn about this.
I understand. Okay. I'm just having a look now at the homepage, and it's in Las Vegas. The kickoff is on January the 6th. It's at the Rio.
Okay.
In Las Vegas. It looks like a beautiful new building, and the facilities there are pretty amazing. And we will have some really incredible speakers there. This is quite a historic event because for the first time we will have speakers we've invited from the Natural Philosophy Alliance. And this is the key to the electric universe. It returns natural philosophy to its key position in science instead of being sidelined by mathematicians.
Hmm.
And we have speakers delving into electric biology all the way up through the electric stars and electric galaxies and so on.
Can we do like a mathematician?
What this means to the human, what it means to the man in the street, because this will change everything.
Practicality. I like the practicality, and Liam has brought a lot of that here in understanding of reading your work. I was just thinking to bring it down to the level the kids can understand. We can put a mathematician in a dunk tank, and we can throw electric thunderbolts at them or something.
Yes, they've ignored electricity in all of their astronomy, and it's the key to answer all of the strange things that they've discovered and attributed to invisible matter and unseen objects and all of this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I've been to medical conferences at the Rio. It's a good facility. People will enjoy it. And, of course, it is an electric city, so it is an appropriate place to have it. And I understand people literally will be coming from all over the world.
Yes, that's true.
Now we just got to tell all the Americans that don't know that this is happening in their own backyard.
Right. And if you're in or around, if you're in Los Angeles and you have any interest in the sciences, let me sell this the way that I see it. If you have any interest in any of the sciences, science fiction, if you're a science fiction fan and you've watched these things and you've wondered
what movie may filmmakers, writers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you're a comic book artist, if you are a filmmaker wanting to make movies about what is going on in space, if you are a natural philosopher or a fan of any part of mythology, ancient mythology that tracks the sky gods, you will go to this thing and there's an integrative body of research that says the stuff that was seen in the sky by the ancients was reflective of what was actually going on in the sky cosmologically. There were large bodies passing over. They were giving off large electrical discharges. It's not a mistake that all of the major gods of all of the religions of the world are thunder hurlers.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that's what planets do. That's what outer space does. It's this fascinating multi integrated creative field. It's very a beautiful
exciting
thing.
To hear it.
It really is a beautiful thing. And I'm waiting. As soon as the science fiction writers get a hold of this, they'll begin to make the movies that actually point to the better science than what's happening in the National Geographic specials, which are recapitulating literally 17th century, we don't know anything about electricity science.
Well, I think I'm excited. You want to go to this thing?
I was asked, could I go before they would arrange the actual meeting? So
yes, I know
I feel
you're
that what I've got to say there is very important. In fact, it points the way to the future, and I think it will re-energize science. It will excite students to take up science once again. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, everything will change as a result of this work. And people who come to this meeting in Las Vegas will see the future.
Again, Las Vegas, January 6th to the 8th. You can book a room now. I don't know if there are discounted rooms for people attending
usually there
the
are
conference,
with conferences.
But usually,
but, yeah.
They're still discounting, yes.
Good. Yeah. At the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in the in the great and ruinous city of Las Vegas. take a walk outside the hotel at your own risk. But get there. They're great speakers. David Talbot. I hope Don Scott will be there. Wal Thornhill.
Yes, Don's, we're coming up together.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Well, it's extraordinary. I'm really looking forward. I hope I can attend. I don't know yet, but we'll see about working. I hope, and Liam, you better go.
We got to
get him there.
Working on it.
I want him reporting to us all over the world so that people will hear this.
What I want is some of the members of the Thunderbolts team to come on this show in the next few weeks. So I've been working with their PR person to get some of these speakers. Maybe Dave Talbot can come on. These people have just lifetimes of information that they've accrued. And I'm not getting paid a dime for this. I actually am this enthusiastic about this work because it integrates the macroscopic and the microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the cells, as we're always talking about biology, and you see the cellular structure of the human body, you look in space and what do you see? Cellular structure,
yes.
Plasma fields, the same stuff that goes on in the body. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, this is exciting. I appreciate you coming on board all the way from Australia to share the update and look forward to having a successful conference there.
Thank you, Robert. It's been my pleasure.
And I want to reiterate, you don't have to be a scientist, an egghead, or anything. Lay people welcome. In fact, you don't have to unlearn as much garbage as those that have some PhDs. So everybody is welcome, it seems.
That's right.
All right, that's Wal Thornhill. Liam, thanks for connecting us. This was awesome.
You bet.
All right, Wal, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, I'll be right back to wrap up this rocking and rolling Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, Liam, as well.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Don, I can't get through the show. Of course, it is December 7th. If you're listening for the first time today, if you catch it in reruns, of course, you know, hey, it's a rerun. But here, it's live today for those first time listening. And you talk about Pearl Harbor Day. We can't not mention it. And I remember last week we covered a story about new revelations, declassified documents that showed that FDR and others were warned. They knew about it and did nothing. And you know, I've talked about this over the years, Don. You might remember some of our Pearl Harbor Day shows where I have actually discussed, you know, the immune system in terms of these events. How if you are basically on offense all of the time, and at the time, remember there was a really a tight constriction around Japan. We talk about sanctions, shutting off the supply of oil, etc., almost goading the Japanese to attack, literally forcing their hand. And it's that concept that we've said in the war on terror, which is the war on a tactic without end. You exhaust your immune system, you exhaust your defenses, you make yourself vulnerable, not stronger, but weaker. Rather than having a strong national defense that is ready when appropriate to defend our nation, or so strong that no country would in their right mind attack. And I think that's something that needs to be acknowledged. You know, even though there are fewer and fewer survivors of that attack, as we are, what, 70 years out now?
Yeah, there's not many left. In fact, I was watching a report the other day on the news about how, I forget what the number is, but, you know, as time goes on, they're getting older, aren't that many, but there are people that are still trying to keep that memory alive because it is an important, you know, important time in our history. And there's still a lot that we can learn from that, I think, and a lot that I think that in today's world, there are lessons we can take from what happened on that day and apply that to maybe what we should be doing today.
And that is the point. If we're going to do justice to those who lost their lives, survived, or fought, we really need to go back to the history and learn the real history, the uncensored history, the declassified history, that we can make better informed decisions so we don't have to do the same thing again. And that's the whole thing about learning from history, or you will be doomed to repeat it. Now, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you often get news way before the news cycle hits, including last week, remember, on the Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King and I talked about the fact that the FDA was targeting HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, this hormone that happens in pregnant women and that is being used to modulate the weight loss protocols of the body. And we talked about going beyond HCG with some homeopathics. So I don't want to mention a lot more, but to acknowledge that you would have known about the FDA's attack. This was a big press release yesterday. It was even on Drudge. The FDA going after a homeopathic HCG. Well, they're not only going after homeopathic, but anything related to HCG. And by the way, if you are doing it homeopathically, you have no issue, no danger, no concerns. Now, one of the other things I've talked about over the years, Don, here, the health insurance scam, the fact that it's disease management insurance and that it basically kind of it how does it do it? It alters behavior based on fear, right? How many people are afraid, oh my gosh, I am out, I don't have insurance, I'm going to go bankrupt if something happens,
right?
But how many people even with insurance go bankrupt because the insurance company or industries are designed not to pay off on these very things that you think you're covered for? Danny, a good friend of the program, they listen up there at Amy's Living Magic, sent me a link to his blog. His wife has, I believe it is type 1 diabetes, and we've talked about that as well as type 2, and she has elected to take care of it naturally, outside of the insurance system, outside of the allopathic medical model. And she has navigated some very troubled waters to get where she is, pretty strong and stout, despite a lot of challenges. Anybody with type 1 knows what I'm talking about. Yet a friend of theirs, whose wife is in the medical and insurance system, has availed themselves of all of the insurance And all of the complications and all of the choices she made and they made were based on the fear associated with not having that insurance, and then finding out that they're in much worse health, much worse shape, and they acknowledge it. And I don't have the wherewithal to go through it all line by line, because it is a fascinating blog article. I linked it in yesterday's show notes. I'm linking it again because I want people to read about it to give you a deeper understanding of why I say having good health insurance is a very dangerous thing compared to, and I mean this even economically, Don, the money that they save by not having insurance and taking care of these things naturally pales compared to the money they paid for insurance premiums and the suffering due to allopathic interventions.
Yeah. Well, I've been in situations in my past where I've paid insurance for years. Mm-hmm. And I've used it, you know, maybe once or twice when I had something, you know, really serious that it was an emergency situation. So there is a lot of money there. Especially when you look at like the email that we got, was it last week where what his name was talking about how he was being mandated by his employer that he had to buy the insurance.
That's right.
And his insurance was $400 a month.
Yeah.
$1,200 if it was the family. $400 for one person? You know, I mean, over a year, what are we talking about? You know, $4,800? And if you don't end up using the insurance, where does that money go?
Well, and remember also the increased prices, the exorbitant prices being charged are only possible in a third-party payer system.
Yes, here's your one Tylenol, $20, you know. It's crazy when you see these bills. The air that you were breathing in the emergency room, there's a charge for that.
I tell you what, I mean, this is a case where you look at the insurance scam, the scheme and the scam has redirected people's choices, life choices about what job they will or will not take based on whether their so-called health insurance, which is disease management insurance, which may or may not even help you when you need the help. I mean, in the story, it's talking about people going to Thailand, not for what you think, but in for MRIs, for magnetic resonance imaging, because it's so much less costly that you can actually have a vacation in Thailand and get your MRI done and still save money. And so this is the kind of thing where, oh, it's because there's not enough government intervention. There's not enough control and demand on the insurance industry to basically provide services that the people that are forced to buy it don't even want. This is the kind of thing that's disastrous in terms of genuine health care. So if you read the blog, and as I said, I have it linked up, liveinmagic.com/r-u-covered. But again, I've got it linked so you don't have to worry about that. And it really is a story that's worth reading, understanding to get to the deeper level of perspective that is not, you know, when we talk in political terms of, oh, who's for health care, who is, I mean, this is the real human story of it. Certainly, some people have been helped by having so-called health insurance. I don't dispute that. Certainly, some people have been helped in interventions where they had no money. I don't dispute that. But the reality is creativity and imagination would provide and fill in the gaps, including charity, were the government to go bankrupt, which it is, and then what? And if you're not preparing for that eventual reality, you are looking for or waiting for that so-called Deus Ex Machina, that basically Star Trek or alien beaming down from the skies to save you when you have not done your, you know, required, so to speak, responsibility type work in preparing the way, paving the way. Now, the other thing that's tragic about this is a lot of the problems we see in terms of people who need quote unquote expensive health insurance is the fact that the damage was caused by the very government and government-sanctioned monopoly medicine, for which you didn't know, many people didn't know, was not required, and you'd have been better off getting as far, far away from it as possible. I don't know what's going to happen to those people who have been damaged. And it's like this. Those have been sent off to war. They're under the VA medical system. Do we have an obligation to care for them? I agree that we do, and Ron Paul does as well in that context. But for the many of us who have decided we don't want to have anything to do with that, is it our burden to bear? Is it our bill to pay? Or can we do via charity, legitimate charity, help those in need who are genuinely seeking need, not because they've been irresponsible, but perhaps because they simply did not know better. And they're waking up and recognizing and saying, I need help. The government's no longer here to do that. You know, if you talk about the Christmas spirit, the Christmas giving, you know, you want to throw in some Hanukkah stuff too, whatever. But the point is, this is the kind of gift that I like to talk about. You know, not the gift of a flu shot, but the gift that you can actually help someone genuinely, provide for them, nourish them, give them long-term support from a medicinal standpoint, even if the government says, you can't do that. Because they say that is absolutely why we must do that. And that's what I'm looking for this holiday season. If you can give the gift of health legitimately, genuinely, not by injecting them with 25 micrograms of mercury, that's what we're talking about here. Whether it be any of the things or the books that we've talked about on the Robert Scott Bell Show, all of that would be awesome. Hey, I appreciate Liam Sheff, appreciate Wall Thornhill, as well as Grant Snyman, and of course, Super Don for helping me sound so good today, along with Liam Sheff. Like I said, we made it through. We've got a lot more healing tomorrow. I've got Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Nick, coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow as well. Lots of cool stuff happening. Stay tuned. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.